This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Government engaged with the global community in New Delhi yesterday ahead of the World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit Waves 2025. The outreach event, organized by the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, featured participation from the Global Media Dialogue representing various governments. Speaking at the event, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw stated that the Waves platform is designed for new age creators from all walks of life to produce high quality content. He emphasized that the world is rapidly changing and that India holds a unique position.
World is rapidly changing, and we in India, we have a very unique position. We have a more than billion people who have access to mobile phone. More than 640 million people use smartphones. Our digital rates are one of the lowest in the world, actually the lowest in the world, and people have adopted digitalization the way like a fish takes to water.
Mr. Vaishnaw further announced that $1 billion fund will be created to support the creator economy. Addressing the event, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar highlighted how India is driving a content revolution, blending tradition with technology to shape global storytelling. Dr. Jaishankar stated that true globalization is not about a single narrative or one version of the truth, but about capturing the immense diversity of people across the planet. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan and Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis were also present at the event. On the occasion of Holi today, celebrations have begun nationwide with colours, music and festive joy. President Draupadi Murmu has conveyed her greetings to citizens on the eve of Holi. In her message, she stated that Holi, the festival of colours, brings happiness and enthusiasm. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has also extended his greetings to the nation on the eve of this vibrant festival. In his message, he emphasized that Holi marks the triumph of good over evil and the arrival of spring, symbolizing new beginnings and fresh perspectives. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has wished the people on the occasion of Holi as well. In a social media post, he expressed that this festival, filled with joy and happiness, will bring new enthusiasm and energy into everyone's lives while also strengthening the colours of unity among the countrymen. Northern Railway is operating more than 400 special trains for smooth travel of passengers ahead of the Holi festival. Comprehensive arrangements have been made to facilitate the passengers at different railway stations in Delhi NCR. Chief Public Relations Officer of Northern Railways, Himanshu Shekhar Upadhyay, informed that security arrangements, many control rooms and waiting areas have been set up for passengers at the New Delhi, Anand Vihar and Hazrat Nizamuddin railway stations. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has said that the Class 12 examinations are scheduled to be held tomorrow and will be conducted as planned despite extended Holi celebrations across various parts of the country. The board in a statement said that the Class 12 examination for Hindi core and Hindi elective subjects will be held on the scheduled date. It added that students who are unable to attend the examination on 15th of March will be given an opportunity to appear in the special examination conducted for students participating in national or international level sports events. Russian President Vladimir Putin has expressed conditional support for a US proposed 30-day ceasefire in Ukraine, emphasizing the need for detailed discussions to ensure it leads to lasting peace. In a news conference in Moscow, Putin highlighted concerns about potential violations of the truce and the possibility of Ukraine using the ceasefire period to mobilize and rearm its forces. Putin also expressed gratitude to US President Donald Trump for his attention to resolve the conflict and acknowledged the efforts of leaders from India, China, Brazil and South Africa in seeking to end the hostilities. And in badminton, India's ace shuttler Lakshya Sen delivered a dominant performance today to defeat defending champion Jonathan Christie to advance into the quarterfinals of All England Open Championships. With the victory, Sen secured his first quarterfinal appearance of the year, making his best performance since the Paris Olympics. And that is the end of this news bulletin.